First Mishnah, the fourth Perek, is one of the famous Mishnayis. And, pass this back, please. Okay. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, as usual, has his own way of looking at it. Bezayma Omer. Ezel Chacham Allah made me call Adam. Who is a wise man, someone who learns from everyone? Shenemar, become Olam Dayiskalti. From all those who taught me, I took understanding, I took Seichel. Ezel Gibar, who's truly a strong man, a Kavish Es Yitzray, somebody who can overcome his inclination, Shenemar, Tayv Erech Apayim Me Gibar. Better is one who can hold off his anger than one who is strong. But Maishal Beiruchai, and someone who can be a ruler over his spirit, Meilai Chedir, is more powerful than one who can capture cities. Ezel Asher, who's a rich man, has Sameach Bechelkai. So if God gave you a choice between winning the lottery and being Sameach Bechelkai, which one would you pick? One of the strangest moments of my life is, I had my son Shmuel, when he was a teenager, had to have outpatient surgery. So he was in the recovery room, and for a few hours, and there was a gentleman there, looked like a Spanish fellow, who was in shock, literally his eyes were like saucers. He had just won the lottery. And his son and daughter were there, they were kissing him, they were holding his hand, they were amazing. The dedication they have to their father is truly amazing. But you gotta go through a lot of life's experiences to appreciate that a rich man is someone who's happy with what he has. Shenemar, Yagia Kapecha Kisaichel, Ashrecha Vitaiv Lach. The work of your hands, if you eat it, Ashrecha, you're praiseworthy, Vitaiv Lach. Ashrecha Ba'alam, Azat Taiv Lach Alaylam Abba. Izam Chubad, who is worthy of being respected, Amechavi Sabriyas, someone who respects others, Shenemda Ki Mechabedai Achabed, those who respect me, I give respect, Uboizai, and those who shame me, Kalu, they themselves will be put to shame. So the Mishnah sounds like four disconnected, similar in expression, but disconnected ideas regarding personal midas. Now, first of all, I want to tell you about a Shver Rambam. Chaim Volozhin doesn't mention the Rambam, but he talks about this. Gemara says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't make a Navi unless he's a Gibar, and a Chacham, and a Ashir. And the Gemara says a Bal Kaima, he has to be tall in order to be a Chacham. And the Gemara brings some proofs. It brings proofs that Moshe Rabbeinu was strong because he held the Luchais. If you calculate the size of the Luchais made out of solid stone, it's very hard to pick it up. Moshe Rabbeinu picked it up. So the Ran says, why do you need a person to be strong and tall? So it says because you want people to listen to him. People tend to listen to somebody who's wealthy and someone has other physical attributes. Despite this Gemara, when the Rambam brings that a Navi has to be strong and wealthy, etc., he brings this. He says he has to be strong in that he controls his Yetzirah, he has to be wealthy in that he's Sameach B'chelkai, etc. It's very hard to fit into the Gemara. The Gemara says, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu was strong, he picked up these stones. It doesn't fit so well. Rechayim Shmulevit says that strength sometimes comes from a sense of purpose. Someone who's very driven is able to do things. When we bench Yichadleiv Agol Evan, when we bench Geshem, we ask Geshem for rain, we refer to to Yaakov Avinu as Yichadleiv Agol Evan. He was strong enough to push the stone off the well, Bavurei Atim Namayim. So we should have rain. So Chaim Shulevit says, because he's strong enough to push a stone, we should have rain. So he says, no, it means he had a strong sense of purpose. He was very driven, could sometimes do things that he couldn't otherwise do. Now, let's see how Chaim Volozhin packages this. Ben Zaymar, Imer, Ezel Chacham, Ezel Gibar, Niresh, Asamach Devara, Dibras Kachai, Adarach Maim, Chazal. His words here are connected to the words of Chazal in the Darim. In a Shinish Raira, Elal Giba Asher Chacham Vanav. Shchina rests someone who's strong, wealthy, wise, va'onav, Amishnah doesn't mention onav, and humble. L'chari yifla. See, it's the kasha. There's the Gemara I refer to. But to be a navi, you need these things. L'chari yifla, it's a question. Lami yigara isha sharait kaidim yitziras ay nigzer alav. Why should it be worse, a person who, before he was created, it was nigzer on him, because there was el yisbar shemot shiani achalosh. They'll be poor or weak. So why should he not be able to get the shechina? Kemuvor benida. As it says in the Gemara, Masechta Nida, tipezuma te'eolah, that before man is created, Hashem says, this small tipa, this drop from whichever human being comes, what will be with it? Gibar, chalash, chacham, tipish, asher, ani. Lama leikir Hashem ruchay alav, kibin shurai l'shechina yidei ma'isav. Why, if he's a good man, why shouldn't he get the shechina on him? That's the question. Ach yivur. Now here, he says something, see if it's satisfying. He ties together all these things. Ki ha'ikirhu, l'schus, l'zaka islashuas shechina, huraka yidei anava. The primary thing you need to get the shechina is humility. That's the midah. It says Torah is compared to rain. It always goes down to the lowest point. So too, Ashuas HaShchina comes to somebody who's in Anav, so to speak, the lowest point. So the only thing that counts is Anav. It has that tie into being rich. So he explains. Kemavur b'chazah. Zehirus, maybe there's rizos in the midahs. From one leads to the other. It's Gemara in Saita. We had a Mishnah in Kshkalim. The list of Zahiros brings to Zrizos, Zrizos brings to Kedusha, etc., Alanava, maybe the day Racha Kaidish. Humility is one of the midas that brings to Racha Kaidish. Hine. Misha'en lay ma'ilis. If someone has no reason to be haughty, afim yashbalatzmai, lo yituar b'shem anav. Even if he considers himself nothing, he's not an anav. Pamene choshevu. She'en lay ba'melez guys. He has nothing to be a big shot about. It's like someone was going to a psychologist for depression. He was speaking to me. He told me his situation in life. I told him, I don't know why you're going to a psychologist for depression. Given your situation, depression is normal. A person who lives loyaleinu in a depressing situation. So why is it abnormal for him to be depressed? Or he has to learn to control it. It's the same thing. Someone who's not, doesn't have money, doesn't have strength, doesn't have wisdom. So he practices humility. What humility? He practices reality. That doesn't make him into an anav. Now, many people who are not smart and not rich and not strong and the big shots anyway. Big shots anyway. Just this week, someone told me about a certain person who had been very wealthy and now, unfortunately, doesn't have any money. He's a very nice person. So he said, people don't come to me for money anymore. I understand. I don't have money anymore. But they used to come to me for aitzis all the time. Why they stop coming for Aitzis? So they tell the guy, you know. They never came to Aitzis because he was a smart man. Right? Because, they say, Fiddler on the Roof. If I were a rich man, it's a very, you all know the lyrics, no? If I were a rich man, it says, because when you're wealthy, it doesn't matter if you're right or if you're wrong. Right? They always say that you're right. So you want to sing it? Remember? Well, we didn't learn anything about that you shouldn't have Ashiris. Nevertheless, when we daven, we daven for Klal Yisrael. It's a Tfilas HaTzibur. When we daven by Rosh Chodesh benching, it should be a Chodesh of Aisha B'Chavin and everything, we talk about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should do well in all these areas. Of course, Klal Yisrael is all the individuals, but nevertheless, that's the tefillah. The truth is that in benching, we daven sabenu, we say sabenu mituvecha. In Shmonesri, in Shabbos, we say sabenu mituvecha. We say many times that we daven for Ashiras. And it doesn't say here you shouldn't be real wealthy. It just says the real wealth is someone who's sameach b'chalkai. So Rosh Chodesh benching, when you say Hashem, give me Oisha v'kavid, you should have in mind Oisha v'kavid means sameach b'chalkai. Maybe a few dollars wouldn't hurt you also together with it, but anyway, his point is, It's like a little of a twisted point. He says, why to be a Navi? Do you have to be rich and strong and tall and handsome and all business so that you should be a real Anav? So it's not a simple pshat. Of Mishu Bal Milus. You call it any Margishaisim Klal. Somebody who has all these Milus and he behaves normally. Ruchay Namucha. Zeyi Kari Bishem Anav. That's a real humble person.
It has to be strong then,
in
physical strength.
Even physical strength.
But that's not the Mishnah.
The
Mishnah said it's only driven to be
strong. Yeah, here. We'll see. He's not explaining our Mishnah. Now he's explaining the Gemara in the Darim. The Anava of a Navi. Yim yeshnei b'nei Adam. Asher echad yesher shnei ma'ilis. Sheini shalosha ma'ilis. So you have two people. One is two ma'ilis and one is three. Avkishneim shiflei rach b'shava, and they're both equally humble. Im kalzeh hasheni one of yaisem yerishin. The one who has more milus is more humble than the first. V'michvisu kol ha'milus b'shechad. Somebody has all the milus. Im kalzeh yasekatzvei nvusay hatamima, who one of yaisem gadol. The most humble person is the person the most milus. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had all the milus, and he was the biggest son of everyone. So that's the biggest honor. The biggest honor is somebody who has what to be miskoyeh. Now, he didn't explain our Mishnah. He explained the Gemara in the Darim, which says that to be a Navi, you have to have these milus. He's explaining you need these milus because the ikar is humility. And these milus, and you're still humble, shows true humility. That's what he's learning in the Gemara. Vihine. Kol milus shabailam. Every positive attribute in the world, nichlalum be'elu hashloisha. Listen to this. Any attribute can be counted in as one of these three. Chachma gavura aisher. Wisdom, strength, and wealth. Vizesha amru. This which they said, and shishruya elagi b'chashel chacham v'ashem. On these ma'ilis, v'afal pikenu anav. So there's all these ma'ilis, he's still an anav. Kihua in yinu amiti. Oh, anav amiti. Not that we need a man to be wealthy, that the Shekhinah should rest on him. We learn that on Tisha B'Av, the end of the Aftira is Ayishal Chacham B'Chachmasai, V'Giba B'Gvurasai, V'Ashav Ashrai. Kim says Ayishal Amishal El Haskel V'Yadaya Isi. So what he's saying, it leaves us hanging a little bit. He's saying is, the ikar is humility, is anava. So it means, even if he has all these three and he's still humble, so shchina shuri alav. Now, does that mean he actually has to have these three?
Not really.
It sounds nuts. He is the kasha in the beginning. What should a person do? If God didn't decree, he should be strong, or he should be tall, or he should be wealthy. So it seems it's just a barometer of anava, of humility. So he has to be so humble that even if he had all these things, he would practice his humility. So now he gets to our mission. Our Tana mixes Anava with each of the three. Amr. Ezel Chacham. Shechachmasei Neshevas Lamayla. Imu Anav. A big shot doesn't learn from other people. A big shot. The truth is most people, if you go over to most people and you tell them something you accomplished, they will respond with something they accomplished. That's human nature. I don't understand it. I go for the yeshiva. I go twice a year. I go to Florida and I go to Toronto for the yeshiva. Now they want me to go to LA next week. I told them they have to get Rebelski to go either to Toronto or Florida. I go into wealthy people. I go to their office. I sit down. What do I hear? They tell me how great they are. I should record it once without a name. It's just mind-boggling why anybody would think others want to hear it. So I have to sit through this, because at the end he gives the yeshiva a check. So why do I have to sit through this, because he gives the yeshiva a check? I don't understand. And if you try to tell him something, it goes back to his conversation. So I try to tell somebody you have a headache. He says, oh, I had a headache yesterday. Try it with anybody. I have a cold. You have a cold. Oh, do I have a cold? Everybody, that's human nature, just to do it in that way. If I wouldn't be recorded, I would say a wife is certainly that way. Should I tell your wife you have a call? Say, oh. So So that's human nature. So he's saying, Ezel Chacham Alei Mikol Adam is a midah of humility. He's smart. He's smarter than the other guy. He's willing to learn from him. Gives him a shot, and he listens to what the other person has to say. And you have to filter out what people tell you, and everything that somebody tells you is right. But you can learn from anybody. The unique thing about knowledge is that the smartest person could still learn something from the dumbest person. Because somebody can have a piece of knowledge that he doesn't have. So that's what he says. The midah of this Mishnah is humility. When you read the Mishnah, you don't see it that way. But the midah is humility. Who's considered truly wise? Doesn't think he's smarter than everyone. He learns even from someone small. He's El Gibar. Who's really considered powerful? He doesn't count his strength only to the degree he can put down his bad inclination. And he won't try to rule over people that are weaker than him. Which wealth is considered a mila? Whatever Hashem gave him, he sees as a gift, and he's happy with what he has, and certainly if he's wealthy, has a lot of money, and he sees it as not something that he accomplished, certainly it's that way. Someone who doesn't see the wealth as a maila and lives with what he needs. The rest of the money he puts away upstairs to divide them to tzedakah. Munviz said, they asked Munviz, the king, why are you giving out so much tzedakah? Your kings before you, they filled up storage houses with my wealth. Why don't you do that? So he responded, I'm putting it in my storage house, I'm giving it to tzedakah. So what he's saying here is that the lesson of this Mishnah is humility. Is to practice humility in your strength and in your wisdom and in your wealth. You should practice humility, and that's the idea. So that's his first lesson. He'll go on, we'll do next Thursday, Namik Levarai, to understand it more deeply, so I guess we'll leave that for next week.